Shabbos Daf Hey. So we're picking up from our question where we asked, why are the poor and the owner, why are they chayav? They didn't transfer to a 4x4 area. They were just transferring by hands. Obviously, your hand is less than a 4x4 area. And in order for it to be considered a transfer, it has to be to and from an area that is that to and from a place that's a 4x4 area. So why are they chayav? So we're going to bring a few more answers to that question. Rav Zera says the Mishnah is going like the Acherim, who say that if you threw an object to another person, if the catcher stood still, the thrower is chayav, because the thrower did the entire thing, the catcher just landed in his hand, and therefore the thrower did the entire action, so he'd be chayav. However, if the catcher left his place and ran to go catch it, then the thrower would be potter, because they each did an action, and we know that you're only chayav if you do the entire process of the sin, and here they each split it up, one did the throwing and one did the catching, and they split it up. But clearly, the guy caught it in his hand, and he'd be chayav if he didn't move. And that shows that you don't need a 4x4 area, because, obviously, like we said, a hand is less than 4x4. However, this only teaches that placing down does not require a 4x4 area. But lifting it up might actually require a 4x4 area. And moreover, maybe we can't even say that placing it down doesn't require a 4x4 area, because maybe the catcher spread out his jacket or his shirt or something like that, and that's what he used to catch the area. And that would be more than a 4x4 area. So we can't learn anything from here. So Rabbi Abba says our Mishnah is talking about a case where the poor person or the owner transferred their things with baskets, to and from baskets. And obviously the baskets are more than a 4x4 area. However, the Mishnah says they transferred by hand. So Rabbi Abba would say you should amend the Mishnah to say that it's the basket that you're holding in your hand. However, this doesn't make sense, because a basket in a public domain is considered a private domain, right? The basket is its own private domain. The owner shouldn't be chayav because he's just transferring an object from his private domain into the basket, which is a private domain. And that's, you're not chayav for transferring from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid. So we must say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi Berei de Rav Yehuda, because he holds that if you have a basket on top of a pole in a public domain, and you throw an object into that basket from a public domain, you're chayav. So basically, you're standing in the public domain, and you throw an object into this basket, and clearly the basket is considered a private domain, so you'd be chayav because you're transferring from the public domain to the private domain. And if our Mishnah was going like Rabbi Yossi Berei de Rav Yehuda, then the owner giving it to the poor person would not be chayav, because that's giving it from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid. Clearly, we can't go like Rabbi Yossi Berei de Rav Yehuda and say that a basket is not a private domain. However, we can actually even say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Berei de Rav Yehuda, because we only taught the case where the basket is above 10 tefachim, because Rabbi Yossi Berei de Rav Yehuda said that the basket is on top of a pole, which is more than 10 tefachim tall. And in our Mishnah, we're clearly talking about a case under 10 tefachim, because they're not dealing with on top of poles and things like that. So we could say that our Mishnah could be like him. However, Rabbi Abba still doesn't like this, because the Mishnah still says hand, it doesn't say basket. So Rabbi Abba answers that it's where a person accepted the object within 3 tefachim of the ground. The owner and the poor person were transferring objects within 3 tefachim of the ground, because within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered like the ground, and obviously the ground is more than 4x4 tefachim. However, the Mishnah says they were standing, so that doesn't make sense. So you bring 3 answers that either they were bent over, or they were in a pit, which is under the ground, so it's basically considered like the ground, or we're dealing with midgets, so I guess we're within 3 tefachim of the ground. However, Rava doesn't like this, because why would the Mishnah teach us such unlikely cases? So rather, Rava answers, it's where we're saying that your hand is as significant to a person as 4x4 tefachim. So even though your hand is not literally 4x4 tefachim, we view your hand like it's 4x4 tefachim in terms of hotzah. And Rabbi Yochanan teaches this exact same thing. He teaches that a hand is considered as 4x4 tefachim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone threw an object and it landed in someone's hand, the thrower would be chayav. So what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? It seems like he's teaching that your hand is considered 4x4 tefachim. However, Rabbi Yochanan already taught us this, because we just said Rabbi Yochanan taught the same thing as Rava, that your hand is considered 4x4 tefachim. So Rabbi Yochanan is actually teaching us something else. You might have thought that a hand is only considered 4x4 tefachim, where the person who's transferring it shows that he thinks that the guy's hand is significant. Like in our Mishnah, where the poor person and the owner are transferring and putting the objects in their hands, clearly they're showing significance to their hands. However, in our case that we just quoted, where the object just happened to fall into someone's hand, the thrower threw the object and just happened to land into the catcher's hand, then we clearly see that the thrower is not actually assigning any significance to the catcher's hand. And we might want to say that therefore the hand is not considered a 4x4 area. So Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, Kamash Malan, that a hand is always considered a 4x4 area. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's case, if the person threw the object and the catcher stood in place, the thrower is chayav. If the catcher ran to it and he caught it, then the thrower is pater. And like we had also said earlier, the Acherim teach the same thing in a different brisa. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan asks, based on this, if someone threw an object to himself, what's the halacha? And Rabbi Adabar Av explains the question. Rabbi Yochanan is asking that if one person does the two actions, is he chayav? Because he's one person who's doing both actions. Or do we look at this as if it's two different people doing the two actions, and then he'd be putter? Because like we said, if two people split up an action, a sin, they're putter. So take it, we're not sure. Rabbi Yochanan says, if a person puts his hand into his neighbor's yard, and he receives rainwater, and he brought his hand back, you're chayav. Rabbi Zera says, why? And seemingly, the guy is just sticking his hand out, and it happens to be rainwater fell into his hand, and then he brings it back. But he didn't want to do that. There was no lifting here. So Rabbi Zera answers that it's where the guy collected the rainwater. He was doing an action to collect the rainwater. However, it has to be from an area that's 4x4. Where are you collecting this water from a 4x4 area? It's just falling down from the sky. So if Chia Berei de Rav Huna answers, it's where you collected it off of a wall. It was streaming down the wall and you collected it. However, we ask on this that in order to be considered transferring, you have to take it from an object that's at, from a place where the object is at rest. However, if the water is streaming down the wall, it's not considered at rest. So Rava answers, we're dealing with a sloped wall. And this is similar to, we say that if you are reading a scroll on an elevated place and the scroll gets unraveled, then you're allowed to re-roll it back up. You're allowed to roll it back up if it falls down. However, if you're sitting on a roof, which is a lot higher up, and it fell down, it depends. If the scroll did not reach within 10 tefachim of the ground, you are allowed to roll it up. However, once it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, you have to just turn it over and leave it there. So why? Rava answers, because it fell down a sloped wall. So Rava is consistent, and we're basically saying that the scroll is considered at rest on the sloped wall, and therefore you can't bring it back up. And this is the same thing as the rain case, where the rain is going down the sloped wall, it's considered at rest. However, Rava only said this by a scroll, which is considered resting on a sloped wall. However, you can't say that water is not resting, it's still streaming down the wall. So what if it's a sloped wall? It's still going down. So Rava answers, forget about everything we said about walls, this and that. Rather, it's where you collected the water from the top of a hole. From like basically like a puddle. You collected the water from a puddle. However, that's obvious. Why are you teaching us that? Clearly, that's, you know, the water is at rest. No, so you might have thought that water on top of water, meaning like a puddle, is not considered at rest. So Rabbi Yochanan, by teaching us this halacha, is teaching that water on top of water is at rest. And Rava is actually very consistent, because Rava says water on top of water is at rest, a nut on top of water is not at rest. So Rava asks, what if you have a nut in a vessel which is on water? Are you allowed to pick that up? Do we go based on the nut, which is at rest? And therefore, since the nut is at rest, you can't transfer it, because that's transferring an object at rest. Or do we go based on the vessel, which is not at rest, and therefore you can pick it up, because you're allowed to pick something up when it's not at rest? So we say, take it, we're not sure. Another question. Are you allowed to transfer oil that's on top of wine and put that? Are you allowed to transfer that? Oil on top of wine. So we say that this is the same machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim, because we have a braisa that says, if you have oil on top of wine, which are both truma, meaning that they're both tahor, and a tummy person comes and touches the oil, the Chachamim say only the oil is tameh. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that both the oil and the wine are tameh because they're considered connected. So the Chachamim would say that oil on top of wine is the same as a nut on water, which is not at rest. So therefore, you can transfer it, meaning to answer our question, you can move the oil that's on top of the wine. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say, you're chayav, you cannot move the oil that's resting on top of the wine, because we look at that as the same as water on top of water. Rabbi Yochanan says, if one was holding food and drink, which he picked up in a private domain with the intent to carry it to another side of a private domain, meaning you're just trying to move things around in a private domain, one private domain, which is fine, but then you changed your mind and you went back and forth in and out of a public domain to the private domain, you're not going to be chayav until you stop walking. Abai says this is only true if you stood still to rest, not just to adjust your load. If you just stood still to adjust your load, you're not going to be chayav until you stood still to rest. And we learned this from Rabbah, who said, if you stood still in your four amot, which within four amot, then you're pater if you're just resting. However, you're chayav if you adjust your load. However, this is the main point. If you're outside of four amot, you're chayav for resting, and you're pater for adjusting your load. That's exactly what Abaye says. And we basically say that standing still to rest is the same thing as putting down your object, and then you pick it back up, and that would be chayav. But again, what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching? It seems like he's teaching that if you change your mind, you're putter because that wasn't the reason that you originally picked up the object. So changing your mind would be putter. However, Rabbi Yochanan already taught us this because he says if you move things from one corner to the other corner in a private domain and you weren't planning to take it out, you're putter if you do take it out because the original purpose of lifting the object was not to take it out. So your original picking up, your original part of the action was not done with the intent to take it out. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan already taught us this. Why are you teaching us this again? So we answer that it's two Amoraim, Rav Eli and Rav Ami, who quoted these two halachos, and they're teaching the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan in different languages. Shkayach.